Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Today's episode is going to be all about getting out of your comfort zone and the positive effects that will have on your life. If it's your first time listening to this, I have a special gift for you. Go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. It's a free niches list of products that are profitable with high-ticket dropshipping and can help you become very successful without having to go through all the trial and error of trying to find profitable products to start selling online. So go check it out again, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. So getting out of your comfort zone is really important. It can be quite scary sometimes, and it's one of those things where you have to really ask yourself, is it something that is actually going to be as hard to do or is going to be as bad for you as you think it's going to be? Because something like so little as reaching out to a supplier or calling a customer and trying to close a sale, or even just maybe going to a trade show and trying to pitch your e-commerce store to potential suppliers. Those kinds of things can be quite scary. But the fear you have is kind of this strange fear that's not really true. The worst that can happen in any of those situations is someone just says no. There's not going to be any physical harm done to you. There's not going to be any major harm done to your business. There's really not going to be any major long-term harm done to your psyche or your emotional ability to handle future suppliers or future customers or future trade shows. So you have to get that out of your head before you even enter this thing. And you know, maybe even just sort of clear your mind a little bit, go take a break, go take a breather. If you want to grow your business, you really have to do these things, and it's kind of no choice. You have to do it or hire someone to do it for you. But especially in the beginning, if you don't have the profits yet to afford to hire people to do these things for you, and you don't have the experience to train them yet, you have to go and do them yourself. And it's really, really, really important that you actually just get out there and do it yourself. Because if you don't, your business will not grow. So with that said, just understand the first thing you should do is try to build yourself up. Building your self-esteem and your self-worth and your self-love is the best way to break the ice in any kind of a situation. So how do you do that? Well, just work out a little bit, exercise. Working out and exercise is like the best way to build your self-esteem, self-confidence. There's no better way, because as soon as you start moving the blood around in your body, you start, you know, actually actively breathing, deep breathing, and you start, you know, thinking and actively becoming more aware. All of a sudden something happens in your entire ability to manage pretty much everything in life and decision-making processes. You're no longer afraid to make small decisions, and talking to people becomes much easier. So if you don't exercise on a daily basis, I implore you to go exercise. Whether this means just doing a quick workout at home or actually going for a run, going for a bicycle ride, or whatever it is that you want to do, but actually go and do it and put a minimum of 20 minutes on that exercise. 20 minutes is usually about the time with vigorous physical exercise and basically cardio exercise that you'll start to work up a sweat and you'll start to breathe a lot. And after that's done, you're feeling really good. You're feeling quite relaxed and you're actually feeling really, really happy. You'll be able to better maintain eye contact with people. You'll be able to better maintain a conversation. You'll be a friendlier person, and you're going to be able to be more alert in a conversation and be an active listener. So you'll be able to ask really important questions. And that's the key here, is asking the most important questions. And, you know, also knowing when to be silent and quiet and let the other person talk. And so the next part of this is, once you get to that stage, know how to have a good conversation with somebody. It's really, really important that you learn conversational skills and communication skills, because if you don't, if you aren't that good at communicating with people and having conversations, then the trouble is that you'll either end up talking too much, or you're not going to talk enough, or you just don't know how to ask questions. You're not going to understand what are the things that you need to ask this person in order to establish a good, positive relationship with them. So this can be as simple as just making a new friend somewhere. This can be as complicated as trying to establish a business relationship with a new supplier. So either way, it doesn't really matter, but just know, like, what is it that you want to get out of this whole relationship? With a new friend, for instance, are you trying to have a good time? Are you trying to have a few laughs? Are you trying to have a good experience, like play a game or something like that? And make sure that you understand that moving that relationship along and moving it forward through these different avenues of experiences is really important to building that relationship in the long run. So don't just hold a relationship and keep it static, because humans are dynamic people. We like to experience new things and meet new people and go new places, have new experiences. And so you can't just keep relationships static. In the long run, you have to keep them fresh, and you have to keep moving them from one place to another and experiencing new things with people. And that is part of getting out of your comfort zone. Now, as far as maintaining or first of all, starting a relationship with the supplier and then maintaining it and building upon it. Suppliers are looking for companies specifically that have teams. They're also looking for companies that provide the best customer service and have really good company culture. And they're also looking for companies that know how to do marketing really well. So those three things are really key. Now, as far as customer service goes, customer service is all about communication. So again, it goes along the same lines as maintaining a friendship with somebody. Customer service is just about knowing exactly what that relationship is all about and how you can best serve that person. So if there's ever some sort of a problem, you'll know exactly what you needed to overcome it and to grow beyond that problem to make them a customer for life. And if they're a really happy customer, you'll know exactly what you should be doing at that point to take it to the next level and to get that happiness to become the biggest reward for your company in the long run as possible, meaning they'll place more orders with you, or they'll refer you to their friends, they'll create content online so other people will see it, and testimonials, things like that. And for supplier relationships, it's really important that you first and foremost quickly communicate. Quick communication is really key. And yes, quick communication can be daunting at times when you first get that communication back that says, hey, please call me to set up this account. It might be scary, right? And so again, just get out of your comfort zone and just make that call as quick as possible, because that person probably has a lot to do during the day and talking to you is not the number one top thing on their list, but they are interested if they send you that email. So it's really key that you call them back immediately, because they're free right then and there, but they might not be free in about 5 minutes or 10 minutes, right? So get out of your comfort zone and just make that call. Making a call to a supplier is not that scary. It's actually really easygoing. And suppliers are entrepreneurs just like you and I. So all we're trying to do is build businesses and network with each other and see how we can help each other and build really profitable partnerships, relationships that last a long time. So I can help them make a lot of money. They can help me make a lot of money. And together, we're going to serve the market, serve the customers, and provide a great experience. And it's a big win-win situation. That's what they're looking for. And that's what you should be looking for as well. So comfort zone stuff is really, really key to success in e-commerce, high-ticket drop shipping, and also just being happy in life. Like at the end of the day, when you're done running your business and you're out and about and you're trying to have fun, especially if, well, it goes either way. If you're in a relationship with somebody or if you're not, if you're single, either way, you need to be focused on having new experiences, meeting new people, going new places, and having a lot of fun the whole time. Learn how to laugh, crack jokes, and smile. Eat good food and just relax and enjoy life. Try to stay healthy. And if ever you have health issues, get them taken care of as soon as possible. Put those at the top of your list. But getting out of your comfort zone means actually doing those things and making plans to do them. Don't waste all day long trying to figure out what you want to do. Just make a quick plan and do it. Like on weekends, go and do something on a Sunday or something like that. Don't work 7 days a week. That's not good for your mental health. You have to get out of your daily routine and go and do something on that particular day and just go have some fun with it. Another thing you should also do is focus on really doing what's necessary so that you can accomplish the kinds of things that you've always dreamed of doing. So when you first started this business, you probably were thinking to yourself, I really want to do this, or I really want to do that. And the problem is that a lot of people, when they get successful with business, they leave those things behind and they just think, I really want to build my business more. And those things don't really matter as much anymore. But really look back and think about how much those things really did matter to you back then when you first started this business. Like, what is it like traveling to a new country, seeing the eight wonders of the world, or meeting this certain person you wanted to meet, or going on this crazy excursion? Those kinds of things actually matter a lot. And when you go and do accomplish them after you've become successful, you'll be a lot happier as a human being. You'll feel like, wow, I actually accomplished that. And looking back on your life, it's those things you're going to remember. You're not going to remember all those days you spent in your home office or the co-working space or the coffee shop working on your business. But you will be proud of the work that you did, but you'll remember the things that you did because of that, like all the accomplishments that you made because you actually overcame what it took you to learn and to implement all these things to build your business. You went and actually did those things. That's what you'll end up remembering at the end of your life and really appreciating. And of course, sharing those moments and those experiences with your friends is also a great thing. So make sure that you just for sure get out of your comfort zone and go and do those things that you always meant to do. Now, if you're just getting started, just write those things down. And a good thing to do also is to research the cost of those things and to research, you know, how much time it'll take and all that stuff, because you want to just make it as easy as possible for yourself to actually go and do that particular task later on. Because if you don't, then later on, you're not gonna have the time to research. You're gonna have to hire somebody to do that for you, because you're gonna be too busy doing all sorts of other stuff for your business. So just understand that doing the research now quickly is actually better for you in the long run. So write down all the things you wanna do, research the cost it's gonna take to get there and the time it's going to take, you know, to actually go and do the things you wanna do. And then set time aside, you know, every month or two or 3 months or whatever, and actually go and do that thing. And then come back and be happy about it. Getting out of your comfort zone can be very painful at first. However, it's one of the most important things that you do in life, because without that kind of pain, you'll never truly appreciate the comfort that you have right now where you are. You know, whatever that happens to be, if you have a nice home in a city or the countryside, wherever you happen to live, and you have family, you have friends that you know, you have your routine, your daily food, you know, your daily habits and stuff like that. It's all in your comfort zone. But once you get out of that, it's confusing, it's bewildering, it's scary, and you're unsure of yourself, you're unsure of your surroundings, and you have to adapt. So it's a little bit painful in that sense, but once you get out there, it's a lot of fun. It's freeing, it's exciting, it's invigorating. It's something that you'll always remember. You'll remember those moments. You'll remember the moments you got out of your comfort zone. You won't necessarily remember all those moments in your comfort zone, right? So get out there, activate your adrenal gland, and have some fun with it. You know, jump up and down, go, like I said, for a bicycle ride, go for a run in a new place, go new places, experience new things, say hi to people. If you see people around and you know, and that your average thing, maybe someday just stop and say hi to them and just introduce yourself and tell them that, hey, I've seen you around a lot and I've always kind of wanted to say hi and meet you and know who you are and just get to know you a little bit. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from? What's your name? How old are you? And what do you do? You know, those kinds of questions goes a long way. And you can just kind of thrive on that conversation and build on it. And you never know who you're going to meet. And networking is just a great thing to do, because you're going to build new relationships. You never know who those people knew. And if you end up knowing somebody through that another person that can help you with your business or your personal life or whatever, then you've gained a huge thing that you never would have gained otherwise. So get out of your comfort zone and meet some new people too, and don't be afraid of it. And if you find yourself as a total introvert and you're really shy, it's really easy to get out of your comfort zone if you just have a quick drink, like have a beer or something like that. And if you don't drink at all, then find another way to like just loosen yourself up a little bit. Like I said, with the exercise, it loosens you up a bit. So whatever it takes for you, just get a little bit loosened up and forget about the fear. Just let that go and realize that it's not real. And whatever you think is going to happen that's bad, it's probably not going to happen. And actually, it's probably going to be, on the opposite, super freaking awesome that you did that thing, and people are going to be super jealous or envious or at least respect you highly for doing it. And that's the key here, guys. So understand that and understand your motives behind doing this stuff, because your motives are key. So what is it that motivates you every single day, and why are you doing this stuff? Finding your why and keeping to that why all throughout your life, so that you know you have that bottom line ethical or moral grounding to yourself. Like no matter what, hey, I know I need to get out of my comfort zone. I want to experience new things. And every single day, if I settle back into that comfort zone, then I'm not going to feel good about myself, you know? So no matter what, if you go out and do something new that you're scared of doing, you're going to be proud of yourself. You're going to be happier of yourself at the end of the day, and that's important. And big part of that is just going out and meeting new people and going new places and having new experiences. And with business, getting new suppliers and hiring new team members and doing big things that you've just never done before in business and growing your business bigger and scaling it. Two steps forward, one step back. That's how business goes. That's entrepreneurship. Get used to it and have fun with it. And at the end of the day, just keep selling, guys. It's all about sales and marketing. and get out of your comfort zone. Thanks so much for listening. And guys, if you aren't in our masterclass yet, you have to go check it out. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And we teach high ticket dropshipping step by step. Everything you need to know from start to finish, taken one step at a time. We have everything laid out in a really easy to follow format, and it's super optimized so that you can become successful right off the bat. And it's something that is so much better than all the other courses out there. I really put my heart into this, and I want you to experience it and to become successful with me. So go check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. Again, if you haven't gotten the free niches list, go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And if you are working a high-paying job, or you have a business already, you have a lot of money, but no time, and you want to get more time, you want to travel more, spend more time with your friends and family, and you're just sick and tired of living this lifestyle, and you don't want to wait till you're 65 to retire, maybe our turnkey package is for you. So go check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Our team will build you an entire high-ticket dropshipping business, not just a demo store, but an actual real storefront with real suppliers. We'll actually recruit suppliers for you, add their products to the store, and send paid traffic and start marketing your products online and start getting new sales as the store is handed off to you. So go check that out, guys. ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Nobody else offers a system and a service like this that actually works. We have multiple clients that are already getting sales with their turnkey service stores, and we're super proud of them and happy and excited to help more people become successful with high ticket dropshipping. And we have a big team now behind us. So definitely get on board if you're interested, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.